The West Ocean opened before her, the sky brightening above. The great star sat down. Pensiveness veiled her face. She thought about Vega and the strange schemes of fate that first had taken him away and then brought him back. Long and dark was the Battle of Aeris. Its monstrous bellows had devoured more lives than Antares wanted to remember. It was Famaris who had finally found her on the battlefield, too close to death to fight, and carried her out. Win, they did, but the price they paid gave the coveted victory a bitter taste of defeat.
"I will return,"
Vega shouted to her before he took the final blow, before the shadow whirled him away.
"I'll return to you."
But centuries came and slipped away, silent. Oh, she looked for him. Yet silence was the only answer. Emptiness, callous and deaf. Vega's frequency seemed to be gone, lost for this world, and the world became darker. Still, she knew as one who knows in the middle of winter that spring shall come, that his soul would find its way back to hers. His love and his promise were the strongest of bonds. She prayed for the day when Vega would hear her call. And return he did, although not as Antares' dreams whispered. Tragic was the occasion that had summoned him back, and torturous it was to see what had become of him. Vega, her Vega, was there with her, and yet he was not. His gaze was that of a stranger, polite but cold, just like Sirit had foresaid.